pony.
My little pony.
I used to wonder what friendship could be.
My little pony.
Until you all shared its magic with me.
Hi, and we are back with another episode of My Little Pony Podcast.
Yeah, we had a bunch of emails and tweets and a new Facebook follower even. That's pretty cool. But since we're recording this at the beginning of March, I hope that everyone got to celebrate
Derpy Day.
Derpy Day. And we had our listener named Molly who sent us an email. Thank you very much, Molly. That was reminding us about that March 1st is Derpy Day, and so she asked, or she thought about doing a, or she asked, maybe you could do a podcast about Derpy.
And just so you know, Molly, we are definitely doing a podcast about Derpy. There is no way I am not finishing this season, well, possibly this season, but no way am I letting this podcast die without doing a podcast about My Little Pony. I mean, about Derpy.
Yeah.
What the heck? Anyway.
Well, thank you very much, though, for your email. And we did miss Derpy Day.
Yeah.
So, sadly. Yeah. So, you're listening to this after, but that's okay. I hope you celebrated on March 1st, everybody. And happy belated Derpy Day, Julia.
Yeah. And happy belated Derpy Day to all of you listeners. And I am happy to announce the winner of our last question, which was...
This was from the Griffin the Brush Off episode?
Yep. It was, who's the better
pranker? Between Pinkie Pie and...
Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash.
And we... And you guys said that Pinkie Pie won. So congratulations, Pinkie Pie, for winning Better Pranker. So thanks to everyone who voted. And I have to say, the coolest comment is from...
Red Brony Link, who said...
Whoever pranks the princesses best will win his vote.
So he had like a tie. He didn't actually pick one, but...
I have to agree, whoever pranks the princesses or like tries to prank the princesses is the better pranker, because who would dare prank a princess except the ultimate pranker?
Well, and that is... It's hard to prank a princess because you don't want to go too far because you might offend them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like pranking your teacher on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
You don't want to get sent to the principal's office, but at the same time, you want it to be funny and good. And
yeah.
So it's a hard thing to get away with. When I was in sixth grade, we pranked my teacher at Park Elementary School. Because one of the boys in the class took the teacher out in the hall, and while he was out in the hall, okay, wait for it, everybody, we all put on sunglasses. And then when they came back in, we all had sunglasses on. Okay, probably the stupidest prank ever. But it didn't hurt anybody. Nobody got sent to the principal's office. Still a stupid prank. That was a really bad one. But it was a mass prank. We got everyone in the class to bring sunglasses and to go along with our stupid prank.
And I've seen some of the pranks on YouTube. Like, sometimes if you look up, like, school prank, you'll see, like, these awesome school pranks. Like, they totally trashed the school. It's pretty funny. It's almost like harmless. Like, it can be easily taken down. Like, sticky notes on the wall. It's easily taken down. And it's so harmless, but it's still really funny. And one time what they did is they got like three or five backpacks full of bouncy balls, and there was like two stories, and they dumped the five backpacks full of bouncy balls, like the little tiny bouncy balls, down into the bottom floor, and it was just like raining chaos, and then people were just starting grabbing them and having like a bouncy ball fight. It was so funny.
Well, does anything really beat our sunglasses prank?
Yes, everything does.
Everything, yeah. You,
pretty much everything.
I don't know if you could find a worse prank than that one.
But yeah, you can.
Okay, I don't know about that. Anyway, so thanks for everyone who voted in our poll question, and we will have another one later on in this episode.
You won't get it right if I say it right now. So anyway,
I did want to remind everybody of our how you can contact us if you want. You can email us at mylittleponypodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at MLP Podcast.
It's all one word.
All one word. And then we're also on Facebook, and we do have a fan there, so that is great. And don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. I just wanted to take a minute to read you an email from our pony friend out there, Camden. Camden wrote, "Dear Julia and your mom, I have a question concerning Pinky and her giggle at the ghostie and her family. In the song, she states that her granny pie taught her how to laugh away her fears, but in Call of the Cutie, the episode where the main six tell the cutie mark crusaders how they earn their cutie marks, Pinky says that every pony in her family did not know how to smile, not even Pinky herself. So my question is, what do you think? Was Pinky lying, or was it one of her stories that laughing at fears made them go away and somehow it worked?" So your faithful listener, Camden. What do you think, Julie?
I have something to say about that. Like, when you say family, you could mean, like, far-out extended family, like aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, all that. Or you could mean, like, your mom, dad, sisters, brothers, you. And what I think she meant was, first, at her giggle at the ghostie, her granny pie told her to laugh and make her fears disappear. But then in the Call of the Cutie, she referred to family as her just mom, dad, sisters, and brothers. I don't think she has brothers. But anyway, that close little family not relating to her granny pie. But thanks for catching that. I didn't really realize that.
Well, I know you love that song. That's one of your favorite songs from the My Little Pony episodes.
Well, it used to be my favorite one, but then a new episode came out. I'm not going to say it for those of you that don't really keep up that much.
But
I'm
it's a new season 3 episode. Yeah,
it's a new season 3 episode, and I'm not going to be a spoiler and tell you guys what the epic thing happened was. I'm not going to be a spoiler and tell you guys. But something epic really did happen, and if you watch it on the Hub, you've seen the commercials for it. Anyway, it's really cool, and it's called A True, True Friend.
But anyway, back to this. Yes, we know that that's a favorite song. I'm thinking that maybe she exaggerated in the song just to make it work. Because if you're writing a song, you might not... It might be a little hard to get the right words to work out.
If you're writing a song, you in a show like My Little Pony, you have to, like, make a background for it. Otherwise, then the little kids who are watching it won't understand it. And, I have something to say to Alicia, who commented on ours.
On iTunes?
Yeah. She said, "I love your show so much, and I'm a huge fan of My Little Pony. But sometimes I feel like I'm way too old to watch it because I'm 13. I have something to say to that, and my mom can tell you the story firsthand. She was at work, and the guy standing in front of her had a rainbow.
No, no, no.
Oh, yes. That guy, I thought you were going to talk about. I have actually a couple stories. Yes, there was one, and that wasn't at work. That was when I was standing in line for coffee, and the guy in line ahead of me, who must have been sometime in his 20s, I would say.
Yeah, 20 to 25.
Yeah. Had a My Little Pony keychain, a little Twilight Sparkle thing. I was like, oh my gosh, you're a brony. I kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
But there's that. And then there's a guy that I work with, and we were talking about things, and I mentioned this podcast, and he's like, oh my gosh, I love My Little Pony. And I'm really old. I'm in my 30s. And so he's younger than me, but he's still a grown-up and probably in, I don't really know how old he is, in his late 20s or early 30s. And he likes a lot of cartoons, and he especially likes My Little Pony. So he's a brony too. There are not, 13 is definitely not too old
yeah.
to like My Little Pony.
Because I don't know who she is or how she's related to me exactly.
Oh. My Aunt Sue.
Yes, your Aunt Sue. I don't know how old she is. And even if I did know, I wouldn't say it out loud.
No, you don't ever talk about a lady's age, but...
You said your age.
But that's me talking about me. We're not going to talk about Aunt Sue's age. But Aunt Sue, she watches My Little Pony?
Yeah, and she listens to this podcast, and she loves My Little Pony. I'm not going to say her age, but she is definitely older.
She's older than me, and yeah. I'm in my 30s, my late 30s. So, anyway, if you enjoy something, just enjoy it. Life is too short to worry about what other people think. So
yeah. Just be who you are. Yeah. I mean, most of my art, and I'm in the fifth grade, most of my art, if you look at my artwork, most of my artwork is based off My Little Pony. Like, I made an alicorn snowman. We were supposed to make a snowman off of our favorite thing, and I'm like, my favorite thing is My Little Pony. So I made an alicorn with all the cue marks that I could name off the top of my head on it. So, and it was actually posted outside of the room. So if you guys are embarrassed to listen to this, think about what I did. Because I had it posted outside of the room, and we're like in the middle of the school, like in the main hallway of the school, and there was a My Little Pony thing posted outside of a fifth grade room.
Well, and in if you become a part of the My Little Pony community, you'll find out that it isn't just a show for kids, and that can help you connect with other fans too, and realize that you're not alone. Anyone can like them, and you know, we're glad to have you as a fan both of the podcast and of My Little Pony.
And I wish I could tell you, but I can't name off the top of my head how many people listen to this podcast.
Oh yeah,
but we actually have a link on Podomatic.
We can look, when we look at statistics, I mean, the show has been downloaded like over 10,000 times the last
like
time we checked.
20,000 maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Well, I do have a question for you though, Julie.
Oh no. Now I'm scared.
Who are you going to call?
Huh?
Who are you going to call?
What?
Who are you going to call?
I don't get it.
You are not a child of the 80s like I am. If any of you out there got that joke, you might be as old as me, or at least have watched a movie called Ghostbusters.
Oh, now I get it.
I am transitioning into our episode recap for today, which is called Ghostbusters, which is a play off of Ghostbusters, which was a movie from the 80s where they fight ghosts in New York City, a team of people.
I was like, do you want me to call my friend or something? I'm like so confused. Do you want me to call up my friend to see if they can come on the podcast or something?
No. I was just trying to do a little joke. So today we're going to talk about Ghostbusters, which is actually a little hard to say, but it's the sixth episode in season one. And in this one, if you haven't seen it in a while, you can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Netflix. You can find it...
On the Hub, they do reruns.
On the Hub, when they do reruns.
And I have something to say about the reruns. If you guys watch every My Little Pony episode on there, you can... Because we, like, tape them, because me and my sister are, like, so obsessed with My Little Pony. Anyway, if you have watched them, you can see that every new episode comes, like, every month because they're running out of ideas. And I have something to say to the people.
I don't think they're running out of ideas. Yeah. They just have seasons. They have different seasons for things.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So the episode starts off with Twilight and Spike in the library where Twilight lives. And Spike's, like, encouraging her to do something and, like, holding out his face. And when I first watched this, I'm like, what the heck is Spike doing? Does he want Twilight to kiss him or something? And I was just like, what the heck? And so, yeah, I was so confused. But then we figured out that Twilight was just trying to get a mustache on Spike. Like, magically putting a mustache on Spike.
Because did Spike want the mustache to impress Rarity?
Yes, and also because I'm trying to put this. Twilight is trying to get 25 tricks and counting, and that was, like, the last one, because you can see later on, if you watch the video, Spike, like, goes and checks off, like, this huge
list.
Yeah. And it is, like, 25
tricks. Is there something magic? Like, why does she want 25? Or she's just trying to see how many she can get?
Yeah, I think it was Princess Celestia, possibly. You guys can tell us. Because you can email...
Let us know, email or Twitter, if you know, if there's something special about that 25. Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Anyway, I think Princess Celestia sent it and was like, can you do all these? And Twilight did. And after that, we go into, like, the pretty little song about My Little Pony.
Well, and...
The theme song.
Yes, the theme song. And then we meet two ponies that I thought were kind of interesting. Have they been on before?
They haven't been on. I think they were as background ponies before.
Okay. Well, they're kind of noticeable because I noticed they have short tails. Well, one of the ponies is really small. And their names are...
Snips and Snails.
Snips and Snails. Which, do they say that in the episode?
Yeah.
I didn't see it until later. Yeah.
Yeah, later on in the episode, Spike will be like, hey, Snips, hey, Snails, like that.
So that comes probably from that poem, like, Snips and Snails and Puppy Dog Tales. That's what little boys are made of.
I don't know. Oh. But anyway.
When I saw that one of them, that Snips, had the scissors as a cutie mark, I was like, maybe that's how their tails got so short, because he snipped them off. I'm like, well, then wouldn't they both be named Snip? And so I didn't really get it.
Maybe Snails is like his twin brother or something like that. Because, and Snails has a cutie mark of a snail. So not very, well, of course, pretty creative on the cutie marks. But anyway... They run into Snips and Snails because they're, like, running to go and meet this, I quote, great and powerful unicorn.
I can't remember if it was when they met the great and powerful unicorn or another time, but... No, because it was Spike. It was Spike that said it. And Spike goes, hello, Rarity. Did you hear that? Do you hear what that was kind of like? You've seen the show.
Yeah. Hello, Nurse.
Yes, from Animaniacs, which is also on the Hub now.
Yeah.
But I used to watch that in college.
Hello, nerds.
Yes, we're the Animaniacs. And you know the president's song because you were practicing that for a while, and that's also from Animaniacs. But
George Washington. I'm not going to sing the whole song. No, that would take forever.
But it's a great song if you look it up, the president song from Animaniacs, but maybe we'll play it sometime.
Yeah.
Anyway.
On a different note, totally different note from the Animaniacs song.
Yes, the, I think it was like a shout out to Animaniacs by the Hello Rarity part. And then later you also hear another Animaniacs tribute from Snips and Snails. The part from Animaniacs where they say it's like Pinky and the Brain. Pinky and the Brain, you know, are the two little lab rats who are always hatching a plan to control the world. And then at one time Snip says, "You thinking what I'm thinking?" Which is always how it starts. And then Snails replies,
"Why do they call it a flea market when they don't sell fleas?"
Yes, and of course that's not what they were thinking, but
we're not gonna tell you what it is because you're gonna find
out. Yeah, that'll be later. But anyway, it's kind of funny because it's the running gag from Pinky and the Brain, and then it's also.
And do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
I have something to say about the. Have you ever noticed how some of the things off of the Animaniacs are actually incorporated into My Little Pony?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because Pinky and the Brain, Pinkie Pie. Pinkie Pie is a brain.
No, Pinky is not the brain. Pinky and the Brain means that there's two separates. They're not the same at all.
Pinky is not their brain at all. she reminds
don't
me.
Don't get me started. Pinky's not even in this episode. Don't get me started on Pinky. But my Applejack is. And so when they go to view the great and powerful Trixie, which is like, do you know what that's like? The great and powerful
Oz
from Wizard of Oz.
I have something to say. I forgot what I was going to say before. But anyway, oh yeah, I remember the incorporation from the Animaniacs. I think that the animators were like, well, why don't we put, or like the hub got in touch with the animators of My Little Pony, and were like, we want you to put a little bit of the Animaniacs to sort of say that we're going to do the Animaniacs.
I don't know if they did that. But I know that animators or TV shows that have a lot of respect for other shows will sometimes put in little allusions to other people's work. And so I think, and maybe it's some of the same people worked for both shows, or maybe it's like that was their favorite show. Maybe that's the show that made them interested in animation. And so they're paying homage to it by bringing it up. But at any rate, it is pretty cool. That's one reason I like My Little Pony, and one reason why it's applicable to adults too is because they are bringing out these little things, the connections to Ghostbusters, the connections to Animaniacs, the connections to Wizard of Oz, things like that.
Also, the Wonderbolts, I think it was called the Blue Angels.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. So they go into town to see the great and powerful Trixie.
And it was just like fanfare, fireworks, trumpets, all that. And after Twilight and Spike get there, you can actually see Derpy for the first time. And she is a background pony, but it's almost like she's out in the open because she's flying. And I have something to say. She does not have her Derpy eyes. Normally, like, one's
off. Well,
then
maybe it's not
down.
Derpy.
No, it is Derpy. She had the right cutie mark.
Oh, okay.
It was exactly like Derpy. She even had the right cutie mark. The same color eyes, except her eyes were not Derp. And I really get mad when they forget to give Derpy her Derp eyes. I really get mad. I really get ticked off.
Well, it's kind of like how Trixie was kind of ticked off at the Ursa Major, that she brags that she had banished this Ursa Major before, and that's what makes her the great and powerful Trixie.
Whoopi. She's the Dragon Powerful Jackson.
Well, she essentially challenges any other pony to be as great as her. Applejack steps up. My Applejack, here's a shout out. Thank you very much. She steps up and is like, hey, let me show you what I can do. So it almost turns into like a talent show all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's like a talent show suddenly. And she does this fancy work.
I think it was awesome. She does like lasso work and
finally she like lassos an apple.
It's very fancy. And then Trixie like makes a lasso magic and gets her with it.
Yeah, what she does is she like, you know, those farmers are like so interested in the magic. From the farmers that I've met, they're really interested into magic. And so since Applejack's a farmer, she likes magic. So when the rope is like, it's like snake charming almost.
Yeah. It looks, when it starts, it's like a snake charmer. Yeah. I thought she was just going to do that. I'm like, big whoop. She made the end of a rope stand up. And then she like gets an apple. Wow, copying Applejack a little bit. And then she hog ties her feet like you're going to roast a pig on a spit. And then puts the apple in her mouth like they often did with pigs. Still, I don't think it's as cool as what Applejack did. But whatevs. Then we have Rainbow Dash, who is like, no, I'm the awesomest.
Yeah, it's
the original boaster.
She's like, what? Rainbow Dash says, like, what makes you think that you're so awesome? That's my job. She says, like, that's my job. I'm boastful. I do that. Why are you doing it? It's my job.
Right.
And so she flies up, making holes in the clouds, and then she comes down, she collecting, like, all the rainwater, and, like, spins around, I don't know what it's called. It's sort of like a pinwheel, that's all I know. I want to say pinwheel, but it's much bigger.
It was very pretty.
Yeah. And then she flies back to Trixie, and she says, and there's like a huge rainbow above her, and she's like, they don't call me Rainbow and Dash for nothing. And then Trixie makes like a rainbow tornado thingy.
Okay, so our poll question for this week actually has to do with that part that just happened. So if you want to, Julia, read the question, and then if you vote, you can email us or Twitter or Facebook if you have an idea. We would be happy to hear it for the next poll.
Who is the better show-off? Or who did the better trick? Applejack or Rainbow Dash?
Yeah, so let us know who you think. Applejack, Rainbow... No, don't tell people what you vote. You can't tell people what you vote until the next episode. We will give you the results in the next one. But there is one other pony. Rarity kind of gets challenged, but Rarity, she's like not really too into it.
Here, I have a quote from Rarity. After they say like a pony who is like a unicorn, and this is Rarity quote. Rainbow Dash and Applejack may behave like ruffians, but Rarity conducts herself with beauty and grace. And then Trixie, I'm just going to go on a conversation. Trixie says, oh, what's the matter? Afraid you'll get a hair out of place in that rat's nest you call a mane? Rarity's reply, oh, it is on.
Well, and then she does make her hair look like a rat's nest, essentially, green and gross. And all the other ponies are like, oh, it looks great. But Rarity, of course, freaks out.
Twilight's like, nothing. Rainbow Dash, it's fine. Applejack, it's gorgeous. Spike, it's green. And Spike, I have something to say to you, mister. What the heck of a comment is that? You never tell a lady how her hair looks.
You ruined it, everybody. But anyway, Twilight ends up running off because she's not going to confront. She doesn't want to do the same thing that the other ponies did and get in Trixie's face. Probably a good idea, but
once they're all gone, then Trixie's like, yep, I knew it, I'm the best, and keeps going on with her show.
Yeah.
So then after the show, we have Snips and Snails that show back up with her hay smoothie.
Yeah. Well, they're horses, Mom.
I know, but still, it sounds gross.
Well, and also...
Like, to make it smooth, I would rather eat plain hay than a hay smoothie.
And I have something to say. If you... Because they're carrying it on, like, their...
The hind?
Yeah.
And she gave him a look at first, like, when she took it. And I think it was because it's like, you want me to eat hay off your behind. Thanks.
Yeah, I know. If you can see Trixie's expression, and it was so funny. And anyway, she gave him such a dirty look. And
so then they chat a little bit, I guess, and they are like wanting to hear more about that Ursa Major, which, by the way, you know what Ursa Major is, right?
The constellation.
Well, when she was talking about it before, I'm like, big whoop, you did something with the stars. But then when Snips and Snails go out to find it, and it's like, okay, that is a little bit more scary than just stars. I didn't really get it at first. Still, I wonder how much damage it can really do, but whatever.
Anyway, Snips, as my mom spoiled,
Well, we can just move on.
Yeah. Anyway, Snips and Snails, because Trixie says, like, I am not going, I'm too tired, so unless an Ursa Major walks up to the street, I'm not going to vanquish it. So Snips and Snails were like, hey, you thinking what I'm thinking? And then, of course, the little flea market thing.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Pinky and the Brain. And anyway, I forgot what happened next. Oh, yeah.
So they go and they find an Ursa Major, basically get it provoked so it will follow them back into town. And they're like, almost like, hey, look what we brought you. It's Ursa Major, and you can banish it now, and we'll all watch. And Trixie, not so excited about that.
Yeah.
Why? Because...
She didn't vanquish it in the first place.
No, liar, liar, pants on fire, Trixie. You shouldn't say things that aren't really true. And it's interesting, she says at one point, like, no one could do that. Ha ha. So she really sets up something for later by saying that. But the bear crushes Trixie's trailer. Trixie runs away. She tries to stop it. She's trying to do it all. And,
Spike runs to Twilight. Mm-hmm. And was like, Twilight, we need your help. And she was like, Spike, go away. And then the Ursa Major roars and was like, is that what I think it is? And then Spike says, majorly.
Funny joke.
Not really.
It's kind of funny.
No.
Okay, not really.
Teach his own.
Yeah, so Twilight shows up and actually is able to do something. So she goes, she uses her magic, is able to play a lullaby to get the Ursa Major to sleep. She fills the water tower with warm milk by passing it through some cows, and then feeds the bear the milk. It's kind of cute. He like snuggles up, and it's just so sweet. And then, as it's sleeping, she like magically carries it back to the forest. And then, is it then that she says, "Yeah, that wasn't an Ursa Major.
It wasn't an Ursa Minor." Yeah. And I'm like, what the?
Yeah, I mean, everyone was just amazed. If that... Somebody's... Which pony says, if that was a minor...
Trixie. No, it was Spike. Wait. No. Trixie says, that was just a baby. And then Spike says, well, if that was an Ursa Minor, and what does an Ursa Major look like? And then you can look at the picture. Well, you can't look at the picture right now. But anyway.
The difference is the Ursa Major is actually purple and the Ursa Minor is blue. So the blue one had been following them.
And, well, first of all, the Ursa Major is like purple. It's huger. It has more claws. It has tusks. It basically looks like a saber-toothed tiger that's way, 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 way times a million big. And so, yeah, it was 20% cooler.
There you go. Well, so the funny thing, or the kind of odd thing, is after all this, they come back, and Twilight is like, please don't hate me, to the other ponies. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what? Why would we hate you? You just, like, saved our lives and our town. Why would we hate you?
Yeah.
And it wasn't the fact that she could do magic that was making the other ponies annoyed. It was the fact that Trixie was boasting about it and being really boastful about it. So, my favorite line then came up where they're
Applejack says,
They're all saying things like, you know, well, Trixie's just a loudmouth. We don't really like her.
And then Applejack says, all hat and no cattle. I don't get that at all.
I know. What she says is, when she says all hat and no cattle, so think about a cowboy. Like, if you wanted to pretend to be a cowboy, you might dress up like a cowboy. But if you don't have any cattle, you're not really a cowboy. So it's like you're all show. You can wear the costume, but that doesn't make you good at doing it. Like, you can dress up as a doctor, but unless you can save a life, then you're not really being a doctor. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool. I like that line from my little Applejack. She had a couple of good.
How come you like Applejack so much?
Because did you see her awesome lasso tricks? Hello.
Well, Rainbow Lash made a rainbow.
Anyway,
Goddess Iris for the win.
Pretty cool. Then we have the letter to Princess Celestia, where Twilight Sparkle says she learned that she doesn't have to hide who she is. That doesn't mean she's really showing off.
And Spike replies, so you finally admit that you're the most powerful person in Ponyville? And she's like, yeah. And so she finally says that she's the best unicorn in magic in Ponyville.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay.
And then she puts a mustache back on Spike. And then
Snips and Snails.
And Snips and Snails. So everyone has a mustache. Hooray.
Yeah.
And then they talk about other kinds. And that's kind of the end of that one.
Yep. So, you can like us on Facebook. You can also email us at MyLittlePonyPodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at MLPPodcast, all one word. And don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. And so that's it for now.
I think I'm going to include at the very end the President's song from Animaniacs, just because we talked about it and I said I would. So enjoy a little music after the My Little Pony music. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
The names of the U.S. residents who then became the presidents and got a view from the White House lieu of Pennsylvania Avenue. George Washington was the first, you see. He once chopped down a cherry tree.
President number two would be John Adams, and then number three.
Tom Jefferson stayed up to write the Constitution late at night, so he and his wife had a great big fight, and she made him sleep on the couch all night.
James Madison never had a son, and he fought the war of 1812.
James Monroe's colossal nose was bigger than Pinocchio.
John Quincy Adams was number 6, and it's Andrew Jackson's butt he kicks. So Jackson learns to play politics next time he's the one that the country picks.
Martin Van Buren, number 8, for a one-term shot as chief of state.
William Harrison, how do you praise? That guy was dead in 30 days.
John Tyler, he liked country folk.
And after him came President Polk.
Zachary Taylor liked to smoke. His breath killed friends whenever he spoke.
1850, really nifty Miller, Fillmore's in.
Young and fierce was Franklin Pierce, the man without a chin.
Follows next a period spanning 4 long years with James Buchanan. Then the South starts shooting cannon, and we got a civil war.
A war down south.
Old Abe Lincoln,
there's a guy who's really thinking.
Kept the United States from shrinking, saved the ship of state from sinking.
Andrew Johnson's next, he had some slight defects.
Congress each would impeach,
and so the country now elects
Ulysses Simpson Grant, who would scream and rave and rant
while drinking whiskey all the risky, cause he'd spill it on his pants.
It's 1877 and the Democrats would gloat, but they're all amazed when Rutherford Hayes wins by just one vote.
James Garfield, someone really hated, cause he was assassinated.
Chester Arthur gets instated, 4 years later he was traded.
But Grover Cleveland, really fat, elected twice as a Democrat. Then Benjamin Harrison, after that, it's William McKinley up the bat.
Teddy Roosevelt charged up San Juan Hill,
and President Taft, he got the bill.
In 1913, Woodrow Wilson takes us into World War I.
Harding, he does fine.
It's Calvin Coolidge next in line.
And then in 1929, the market crashes and we fight.
It's Herbert Hoover's big debut. He gets the blame and loses too.
Franklin Roosevelt, president who helped us win in World War II.
Harry Truman, weird little human, serves 2 terms and when he's done.
It's Eisenhower who's got the power from 53 to 61.
John F. Kennedy, he gets shot, so Lyndon Johnson takes his spot.
Richard Nixon, he gets caught, and Gerald Ford fell down a lot.
Jimmy Carter liked camping trips,
and Ronald Reagan's speeches, scripts all came from famous movie clips, and President Bush said, read my lips.
Now in Washington, D.C.,
there's Democrats and the GOP,
but the one in charge is plain to see.
It's Clinton, first name Hillary.
The next president to lead the way, well, it just might be yourself one day. Then the press will distort everything you say.
So jump in your plane and